Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question, and it's actually two related questions. Number one is there a basis to be more lenient nowadays when it comes to walking in back of a woman? And number two is, how about when going into a bus or into a subway? In Israel, we call it Yerushalayim the Rakevet HaKala, going into the light rail. Is there a basis to be lenient? So the Tzitz Eliezer was asked, very fascinating, by none other than Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Two questions. In fact, these two questions: what is the getter, what is the guideline for what is prohibited in going in back of a woman, walking in back of a woman who is not one's wife, and even one's wife? And number two is, does it apply also when going into a bus, when alighting to a bus? What's the question? Because there's sometimes that the wife of a great Talmud Chacham, an Adam Gadol, is waiting there also to get into the bus. We would say the same thing, getting into a subway, getting onto the light rail. And should we not give her kavod to go first because we are concerned about this prohibition of walking in back of a woman? So the Tzitz Eliezer, to respond to this, brings a cryptic statement brought in the Sefer Leket Yosher, and he brings in the name of Rav Yisrael Isserlin, who is none other than the Truma Sadeshin, the great posek, the Truma Sadeshin. So the Truma Sadeshin said as follows: Mutar leilech achar eshes chaver, it's permitted to walk in back of the wife of somebody who's a chaver, somebody who's a Talmud Chacham. We'll define a chaver as a Talmud Chacham. And he says a little bit more, but we'll just extract a little bit from the statement of the Truma Sadeshin. Why? Mishum dibizman hazeh, because nowadays, ein anu muzharim kol kach meleilech achreish. Nowadays, we aren't as required to be strict about this prohibition of walking in back of a woman. Why? Why? Why not? So in fact, the Tzitz Eliezer asked that question. He says, what changed? What's different with an Eshet Chaver? Don't we have Hirhurim when we walk in back of the wife of a Talmud Chacham over? Also, what's the connection that she happens to be married to a Talmud Chacham that we are being lenient, or we have a basis to be lenient? And what changed nowadays that we can say we can be lenient? So the Tzitz Eliezer brings two different explanations to this Truma Sadeshin statement. Number one, he says that if you are walking in back of an Eshes Chaver, the wife of a Talmud Chacham, if you're letting her go first, what you're doing is you are showing Kavod HaTorah, because she is married to great Talmud Chacham, and by showing her the Kavod, you're showing her husband Kavod, you're showing the Torah Kavod, and accordingly, the Truma Sadeshin said, we can be lenient with an Eshes Chaver, the wife of a Talmud Chacham. But the Tzitz Eliezer says, I really don't like that explanation. Why? Because why are things different than nowadays, or at least when the Truma Sadeshin made this statement a few hundred years ago? What changed that it was a problem before and now it's permitted? If the concept is that we're showing kavod for the wife of a Talmud Chacham, that would be at all times. Not that we had a change at the time of the Truma Sadeshin. So in fact, the Tzitz Eliezer brings a second explanation to the statement of the Truma Sadeshin, and it goes as follows: Vitachen lomar shatruma sadeshin sovereign. It looks like the Truma Sadeshin is telling us that there is a basis to be lenient, valken hichriya la'akal, that he's lenient when it comes to an eshes chaver. Why? Because she is going to be dressed in a more modest fashion. She's going to be covered up properly, and accordingly we have a basis that we can be lenient with her, to let her go first because of Kavod HaTorah for her husband. And also, we have another condition to being lenient. It's not only that she's an Eshes Chaver and she's dressed properly, but here, there was a change in our time, says the Truma Sadeshin. What's the change? Because before the Truma Sadeshin, apparently, women used to stay at home. Kol Kfud Bas Melech Pnima, they were at home and people were not used to seeing them out. Accordingly, there was a larger problem of Hirhurim, but then there was a change that women would go out more often, and accordingly, men became more accustomed to it. Not that they became fully accustomed to it, but they became more accustomed to it, and accordingly, there was less a concern of Hirhurim. Accordingly, when we have the confluence of those two conditions, it's an Eshes Chaver, the wife of a Talmud Chacham, so we're showing cover to her, cover to her husband, cover to the Torah, and also because we had the change that women are more commonly found outside, when we have both of those conditions, then we can be lenient and let her go first. So that is the Tzitz Eliezer's explanation of this psak of the Truma Sadeshin. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings his own psak, He says in the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo something fairly similar. He says, B'makom mitzvah, when we are fulfilling a mitzvah, or when we have to do it because that is mitzat hanimus, what is considered polite, the right thing to do. Ladies first, and accordingly, ein tam la'achmir bizmanenu, we do not have to be machmir in our times. We have a basis to be lenient. Why? Because again, we are more used to having women out, and we are more accustomed. So there's certainly hirurim, but a lower level, lower concern of hirurim. Accordingly, says Rav Shlomo Zalman ben Auerbach, we can be lenient when there is a mitzvah to do so. So there we have it, answering our first two questions. Certainly we have to be makbid about these things nowadays, but when we are fulfilling a mitzvah, because when fulfilling a mitzvah, when we're making a Kiddush Hashem, when that's what's dictated by etiquette, then we can be lenient because we are more accustomed to women being out. We certainly have to control our thoughts and what we look at, but we would, letzorach mitzvah, to fulfill a mitzvah, to fulfill the etiquette, what's considered derech eretz, we would be permitted to have a woman go first, because Baruch Hashem, the Yehurim, it's not so much Baruch Hashem, because there are more people out, more women out, but because of that, the Yehurim risk is a little bit lower, and accordingly, we can be a little bit more lenient. Have a wonderful day.